Are you open to me having a one-on-one conversation with you for a few minutes, just the two of us, about some of my feelings and me asking you a few questions about what happened?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Well, just calmed myself down. Yeah,
Man, I had to go add more rum to my Coke.
I wish I would have drank tonight. Holy, I needed it. But I'm drinking a Southern tradition of sweet tea.
I'm pretty sure I was doing everything but debating.
Yeah, oh man. Yeah, I'm still trying to process it. I know there was some parts there where I was really frustrated, and I think he was starting to look a little good. I know Cyrus, man, R Raging Atheist can do better at one point. I just can't even really remember the point.
He's tactical.
Yeah, he's. I've always said that Matt Powell is a smart guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a walking charisma machine, and that's the problem. When you're
And he's a manipulation machine.
Well,
Yes.
he's quick. He's witty. He's
That's the
Do you
reason why
think
I don't debate Matt Powell.
Debate? It's like you're rooting for your boy.
I don't debate Matt Powell.
I feel good about parts of it. I do. But everything you guys said, I agree with. I went into it telling myself not to get emotional. I never get really emotional in the face-to-faces with Matt. He does have this way recently to trigger the right buttons. I went into it telling Jem and telling Ocean, I know this guy. And I have an idea of what he's gonna do, and it turned out that he knew me far better. I mean,
I
I will
think
give
that
that to Matt Powell.
he used the personal thing to his advantage, that whenever you would start talking about theology, he would kind of bait you a little bit, and then I just saw it, man, just like crystal clear. He'd just suck you right back in. I was like, no, what are you doing?
He was able to get me off track. It really threw me off from the beginning, and I was trying to rebound from that because we just didn't get that element. So it really threw me off, and I had to kind of try to rebound from that. And I got really aggravated.
People, especially people like Matt Powell, never do anything new.
It threw me off, dude. I was like, man, he's obviously got something that he thinks that he is gonna catch me with.
Matt Powell is the kind of person. He's a Hovenite. He has a script. He's gonna
Oh, yeah.
go on that
It's Boven
script.
and Anderson. I appreciate, I mean, as I was telling Ocean earlier, I surround myself with smart people because I will learn, and you are one of those.
Hello, this is Gary Wishon, the disgruntled heathen, doing a video to the Raging Atheist. I'm sorry to hear you receiving a lot of criticism for your part in Matt Powell's movie. We all have this drive for truth, and you try to do your part. The only failure in life is not even trying to attempt to do what's right. Don't stop. Next time you'll do better.
The edit to me in this movie got the atheist community into an uproar. Aaron Ra, one of the people I look up to, called me an atheist my opponent found on the streets.
We have this position where we're their opposition. We are the counterbalance to fundamentalism. I hope you continue your channel.
And I get comments about how he crushed me, and I just need to quit YouTube. I've literally gotten those comments that I should just quit YouTube because Matt Powell ended my YouTube career.
I hope you continue your channel.
In your movies, Science Falsely So-Called, you quote mined our conversation, blatantly misrepresented me and my beliefs in order to make me look inferior to you.
To the Raging Atheist, if you watch this video, just know that we're on the same side. Having said that, I have to be honest and admit you lost the debate to Matt Powell on the Modern Day Debate YouTube channel.
Hopefully you see this video. Thank you and goodbye.
I want to explain a little bit to you, Rage, why that happened. That the Matt was the affirmative, which means he goes first. The affirmative controls the debate in a debate structure. The affirmative always controls the debate. That's the reason why Matt Powell had a position of strength in ignoring you completely.
Yeah, Matt is definitely smarter than I gave him credit for.
He knew what he knows how to talk. You're debating somebody who talks for a living.
Yeah, and he knew he just had to bide his time and make it to that debate. And he had me, you know. And that's another thing Matt has done with me throughout my interactions with him. He tries to pick debate topics that he knows that I don't really want to have. Like, I can't argue against the existence of a god. He definitely took advantage of that, and he
knew that he had emotionally affected you, and he had triggered you.
Like, I was trying not to be like, just okay, I gotta go.
Oh, I actually did. Like, I was watching. I got up and started pacing.
It drove me crazy.
You have to have your hand up going in. Like, you have to be tactically prepared for the fact that he's going to be dishonest, that he's going to be setting up a narrative.
Yeah, you are exactly right. You know, it is a fault of mine. I'm getting emotional right now just thinking about it. Because I didn't get that, you know. Like, I wanted that shit.
I understand.
Yeah,
he personally harmed you.
I don't want to say it is because of this necessarily, but I think all of us are in agreement that Matt is definitely a duplicitous character. There's no dissent if I say that. Matt is a duplicitous person, and he showed it there because he was, from what you tell me, a slightly different person off air than he was on air here.
Actually, knowing Matt Powell and having seen one of Matt Powell's sermons and then seeing him personally off to the side, it's not just an online, you know, duplicitous character thing. It is that is him.
What do you think Matt Powell's doing right now?
I think he's the same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, like
and Matt Powell has a second layer of it, that he is not only in a cult, he is a leader within a cult.
Yeah.
So he has the power trip as well. The only thing he needs to do is survive the debate and state how much that he holds his position, and then he gets the accolades when he goes back home.
Is it worth it interacting with him? Or are you just increasing the purview that he has and the reach that he has, because he's not going to change his mind? Who are you compelling?
I definitely felt through most of it that Matt was winning.
When you up, you give them a gift. So if you're in a debate with Matt Powell and you up, you give him a gift.
I've never referred to him as the raging atheist. I originally noticed him from the one video you did after you had spanked him in the debate, and I've always since then referred to him as the crying atheist. And that guy does more for our side than anything. I mean, even his own crowd knows he's an idiot, but yet he just continues to just go and fight. He continues to say, I'm not going to do any more videos about Matt Powell, but I don't think I've ever watched a video where he doesn't mention Matt Powell.
I'm going to be talking about my new and last vid on Matt Powell here in a moment, Quentin Silver. So, I am an emotional wreck.
He just can't get over the fact that he got just severely spanked in the debate. And I'm sorry, but it was funny. And I really have enjoyed watching some of the footage of the therapy sessions that they've been having. And I haven't watched a lot of his stuff, but that man, I'm surprised the atheist community isn't trying to run him off and they're not trying to ruin that guy. Because, man, he's the best player on our team, I'm telling you right now. And I would love to watch another debate between him and Matt Powell, because it would be a lot of fun to watch him cry again. He's a guy who's just been completely defeated by creationists. He's been made to look like an idiot multiple times to the point he's been brought to tears. That's why I call him the crying atheist. And so to see this guy continuing to try is funny.
Do you guys remember that time I made Matt Powell look really stupid?
I would feel sorry for him, but I can't feel sorry for him. The guy's just such a scumbag, and you can tell the atheist community doesn't want to have anything to do with him. They've got to be embarrassed by him. He is an absolute joke, and it is kind of funny to just watch him sometimes. Just, I don't know if he's acting like he's drunk or if he is drunk or on drugs, but just to watch him just go and just puke forth his nonsense. I think he does more for our cause than anybody else, and he's a great source of just showing the stupidity that one has to go to reject God. The Bible says the fool has said in their heart there is no God, and what better proof do we have than the crying atheist?
Matt is a lot smarter than I've ever given that credit for. He is conniving and sneaky, and every breath, every piece of his soul is deceitful. Now, he's a good actor, and so in regards to that debate, I would say he was winning it, but the jabs that I kept putting had built. I'm not going to be on too long. I'm just trying to explain myself and get to the last video that I'm ever going to do on Matt Powell, and then explain to my mods the rules regarding to Matt Powell. My final video, The Last Time I Danced with the Devil, is going to be coming out very soon. I think this is going to be the absolute last video, and when this video comes out, mods, Matt Powell is banned. All of his comments get deleted. All of his comments on my videos, I am going to delete. Matt Powell, once I am done with Matt Powell, will no longer be called Matt Powell on my channel. He will be known as He Who Has No Soul. So if you say Matt Powell, you'll get a warning. No, it's He Who Has No Soul. When I'm done with Matt, he no longer exists to me. Since I've started talking to him, that dude comes up with like this, like entire arguments, like this. No research. Thank you all for the support, and I'll see you soon.
The people who espouse Powell, Anderson, Hovind, these people specifically are heavily indoctrinated.
But you can escape that deep indoctrination. The difference between Kent Hovind and Matt Powell is years. I mean, you're talking 22 years old. Like, I remember when I was 22. I remember
because everybody's so pissed off about the fact that he's got attention.
And they're just sensationalizing it and further publicizing him.
Yeah,
they made that happen, and then blame somebody else for the fact that they made that happen.
I've agreed with Ocean's point at the same time, is that we have to be smart about it, and I found that out the hard way tonight.
I think it's important to call out people like Matt Powell, because we are prepared to attack him from all angles. Whatever angle he's coming from, you need to be ready for that and just put everything else aside. You need to answer every single question he throws at you to make him look like an idiot, because he is. He's a very, very smart idiot.
Yeah, definitely.
So you have to drop everything else and just focus on it. But sorry, go on.
Yeah, that was my mistake. I should have walked away. I should have demanded the debate be what the debate was supposed to be about.
Now that he's managed to associate himself with this group, and it's just like there's now way more reasons not to debate him than there are to debate him.
I have decided, after what happened to Nakasuchi tonight, because I'm now just learning how to produce content myself, and I don't know if you're familiar with what Dragnaut does to G-Man, but I am going to make it my mission in life to do the same thing to Matt Powell.
He had the chance tonight to really... he's the best freaking actor there is. He got me when... But I knew it. I suspected it. Because
The
problem, John, is, and this has been my experience with Matt, and I did the same thing. My Dancing with the Devil's section has got almost 30 response videos to Matt Powell. And the thing I find about Matt, I think he's a different animal than G-Man, to where Dragnok can get into G-Man's head. You just really can't with Matt. Like, he had me where he wanted. Looking back now, it's easy to see. He got me into the exact place I knew he was trying to get me. And I even told Jim before going into it, he's trying to do this. He's trying to do something. And he did it. He got what he wanted, and he exposed me at the same time. I'm always honest about my debates, and I never run from bad ones. And I went into it overconfident.
What is it with, and it's not just Matt that does it, but I mean, I would say what, like 40% of the time he was like quoting the Bible.
I feel the same way. And that's what really frustrates me the most about the debate tonight with Matt, is I feel like for the first time, because Matt did use some of his pseudoscientific facts and like that, easily debunked. But for the first time, he was using a lot of Bible verse. Usually he doesn't. And that would have, had I went into that side of the debate full-hearted, would have really worked into my advantage, because I've read his Bible extensively. Had I been prepared and ready for it, I could have really just really hurt his arguments, every single one that he was trying to make.
I mean, I would say what, like 40% of the time he was like quoting the Bible.
But for the first time, he was using a lot of Bible verse.
They hold the Bible as a source of authority.